What we do with a new believer after they come to Christ, after they've prayed a prayer asking Christ to come into their lives, repenting from their sin, is of utmost importance and will determine to a large extent how they will hold on to their newfound faith. What I would normally do is take one of the scriptures that they can easily memorize in a few moments, like John 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life," and let them put in their name, whatever it is, if it is Ahmed or Johnny or Ratko, "For God so loved Ratko or Ahmed that he gave his only begotten Son, so that Ratko, because he believes in him, should not perish but have eternal life." That is some truth that they are able to take with them as they go forward. Then I always let them get a promise from God. That promise in Hebrews 13 verse 5. "And for each one of those words, we have a finger on our hands, because it says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." It is 10 words. And I say, hold on. This is God's promise. He is saying to you, he will never leave you, never forsake you. And I would counsel with them and say, when will God leave you? When will he forsake you? And let them answer back. He will never. That is what the verse says. I said, when is never? Never is never. So that is a promise that they can take with them. Or even Matthew 28 verse 20, where Jesus have said, "I will be with you until the end of the age." That is a very specific promise also for those who go and make disciples, who go and share their faith. So this is very important for them to can have a promise that they can take with them so that they can continue in their faith. And then Hebrews 13 verse 6 also says, God says, "I will be with you. Therefore we can say, we will not be afraid." And that is an important verse also for them to see in the very start of their walk with God, that they don't need to be afraid, especially those who come from other religions where there's a lot of persecution, a lot of opposition against people coming to faith in Christ, that would lead them to a place where people would oppose them and be against them. And for them then to can know that I don't need to be afraid because God the Almighty is with me. And we will look in the next podcast at the whole aspect of preparing persons for persecution and suffering, to highlight it that is a very real part of following Christ. And we will take a whole podcast just for that.